Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti alla conferenza stampa di Eternals. Come sapete è il film di chiusura di Festa di Roma e Amici nella città, sarà nelle sale in tutto il mondo dal 3 novembre con Disney. Vi presento gli ospiti, Kit Harington, che ci raccontasse un po' la sua visione nel realizzare questo film, che è il 25esimo film dell'universo cinematografico Marvel e che ci fa scoprire degli elementi di questo universo che non avevamo mai visto prima. Quindi se ci racconta un po' della sua visione.
Yeah, I think when I first came into the process, there's already a really brilliant treatment that Marvel Studios has already done.
Cousin?
I think when Jack Kirby created these characters at the time, he chose to step outside the mainstream popular narrative and the characters at the time and create this group of heroes that existed in the world, which allowed him to take a step back and look at a bigger universe and kind of question what other stories we haven't told and can we look at the world from a different perspective. And I think this film gave us the opportunity for the MCU after the Infinity Saga.
Sono già
delle
domande dalla platea?
Hi everyone, I'm Alessandra De Tomasi from Rome. My question is to all the actresses and the actors. I would like to know, just out of curiosity, if you would like to live forever, to be an eternal, or rather be like Sprite, to be just a normal human, and why? Thanks.
Want to start?
No, I don't want to live forever. I think 80 or 90 is a good number, and then it's be done. I think life's kind of better when things are finite. If you just go on and on, you kind of lose a bit of the joy. Give me a good run, but then cut it off.
Yes, I would agree. I think there's something that you hold on to every day, and the way you grow, and that you loss is a part of life, and that you appreciate those you have and you had them, and you live differently when you know it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's funny, isn't it? Eternal life seems appealing to us until we actually think about it. And then you realise, no one wants that. I think that it's quite interesting, this movie, watching this group of people who are actually suffering from how long they've lived. And the overload of memories they have. So I think that's one of the things in the film that's interesting.
No, I think all good things have to come to an end. So if I'm fortunate enough to live a long life, that would be great. But I wouldn't want to live forever.
In case you're curious, I want this.
La prossima domanda. Intanto vorrei fare io una domanda agli attori. Gemma non è nuova all'universo Marvel, gli altri sì. Ecco, vorrei chiedervi che cosa ha rappresentato per voi l'ingresso in questo universo, e per Gemma farci ritorno.
I feel so fortunate to be back for a second time in this incredible film with a completely different character. Just feel very lucky, but I was as surprised as everyone else, I think, to be back.
Yeah, no, it's my first time in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I was in a TV show that ran in tandem with this incredible these incredible movies for a long time, so I admired them from the sidelines. So to be invited in this movie is pretty incredible. I didn't expect it. It was a lovely call to get, and you know, it's an amazing franchise. It's an amazing long running series. Why would I not want to be part of it?
Yes, it's been wonderful to be able to part of it. And really, I feel very lucky to come onto this one because I love the particular story, but above all, I love the diversity and inclusion in this cast and this family. And I think I hope that it becomes a new normal. And I'm excited for a lot of people to see it who will now see themselves and they haven't before.
Surreal to be in a scene that talk about Thor, then talk about Thanos, and it be part of your dialogue, not what I'm watching the movie. So that's been a really nice
shift.
Ve la faccio in italiano, sono Elisabetta Colangelo per Grazia. E la mia domanda è per Angelina Jolie. E volevo chiederle come ha lavorato per rendere questo personaggio, che nel film viene definito damaged, e alla regista, e perché l'ha voluta biondo platino, che è una cosa che ha incuriosito molto i fan quando sono uscite le prime foto. Grazie.
It's funny. Well, to address the blonde first, I would say that's the comics. And for me as an artist, it's fun to look different than I have in other films, so that can fully become a new character. So that was fun. On the damage side of her, we all have damage. And I've been very blessed with many things in my life, but I also carry damage. And I, so in fact, the way that the character had was suffering with her mental health, as it was written. But the way Chloe works is to pull more out of you that is authentic to you, because that's how she directs, and it's true to, yeah, there's something very unique about her filmmaking. So we spent a lot of time talking together about what my particular PTSD and damage actually is. And so we brought it into
into this film. And for me, what was special is to be able to show that people that have struggles with their mental health are also people who are capable of being extremely powerful and strong. And I hope that that also helps people, especially young people, to see that when they see the film.
Io sono una grandissima fan dei film Marvel e credo che siano la fortuna del nostro cinema moderno. Tuttavia, come sapete, alcuni registi, grandi registi di Hollywood, sostengono invece che non facciano bene i cinecomics al cinema. Quindi volevo così una replica da parte della regista che si è distinta per film molto impegnati, molto alti, quindi cosa vuol dire passare dall'altra parte della barricata, e poi ad Angelina Jolie. Se aveva piacere di commentare i recenti fatti di Hollywood, le troupe hanno minacciato di scioperare, c'è stato un set molto tragico che ha visto appunto la morte di alcune persone. Cosa sta succedendo a Hollywood? Tanto rumore per niente.
On the strikes, I think it's very important to support the unions and to support those who work so hard and to have what would be fair. So I'm not deeply involved, but those who I know who work in the business, I know they're in conversation, and I hope that they find a way forward that is fair for everyone.
I remember one Western and for the revisionist period. It was very exciting. It was scary, but also exciting. And I do believe we are dancing at the edge of a revisionist period for a superhero genre. And that's a desire from the studio and also from the audience. Because when certain types of storytelling goes on for a while, it is naturally, organically going to try to challenge some form. You know, the definition of morality, what does it mean to be heroic, what does a hero look like? It comes very naturally. And because I came into Marvel, where that treatment already existed, almost everything you've seen on screen was in that treatment. That was Marvel. Right? So I think that desire they have to challenge their own genre is what drew me to them.
Lucia Giappino from thenewsdisney.com. First question to Chloe. I would like to know if there are any other superhero movies that inspire you to make this film. And to Keith and Richard, how does it feel to work together again on such a different project?
We were just saying that actually before we came in. Should we just do something every 10 years? We just keep checking in with each other. It's really nice. We have this, we shot a scene in Cannes, which was me and Kate and Gemma together, and that's somewhere we'd gone out to dinner and hung out before, so it was quite weird. We had to remind ourselves that we were actually working, not just hanging out together as friends. But I've loved Kit since we first worked together, and sadly we won't get a lot of time together in this film. But maybe in 10 years we'll do something else.
Yeah, echo all of that. Me and Richard, if you added up our screen time, something probably in the under 10 minutes, maybe less. But if you added up our friendship time, it's in the years. So it's interesting working with a friend. It's interesting working with a friend with 10 years apart, and when the first thing you did together became kind of so seminal. And then you go off and do your things, and you come back together, and it's just a joy. It's a small community, the British acting community. You know, me, Gemma, and Richard all know each other, and there was a real kind of thrill about being in Camden Town, where we all used to go out at 2 a.m. doing something entirely different at the same bar. Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Questo film è anche una storia d'amore che vede protagonista
Cersei Icarus, come avete creato questa complicità sul set, Richard Madden e Gemma, come avete creato questa complicità che restituisce come una storia d'amore lunga 7.000 anni?
Well, I mean, it helps that Rich and I have known each other for over 10 years, so we did have that level of trust and ease with each other, and you know, we know how to make each other laugh and can infuriate each other at times, but I mean, like an old married couple, really. So that made it a bit easier, and I mean, where do you start when you've got an on-off lover for that amount of time, and you think, you know, what is it that keeps drawing them back to one another? And I think, you know, so much of this film for me, the theme is love. You know, love for each other, love for humanity, love for the earth. So that's something we spoke about, and we just tried to delve into that. Which you guys think?
Yeah, we just tried to find moments between us that were kind of a bit quieter. The film's so plot-driven, so Chloe managed to capture these little beats and moments between us that helped kind of lay a story. And like Gemma said, we've got a trust for many, many years and a real comfort with each other. And that kind of is half the battle. We're going to have to spend the first 4 weeks of filming trying to build friendship with someone who could dive straight in. And Chloe allowed us the space to find these moments to kind of bring out a love story. I think that's why they work so well, is because they're so very different, and Icarus sees the world through Cersei's eyes, and that stops him being jaded for thousands of years together, as she sees the beauty in things. And so it's quite easy for me just to feed off Gemma and that energy and trying to build this relationship.
I'm
going to
add to that. The love between the two of them define the fate of humanity without giving too much away, right? And and I had the, I think up the Gemma and Richard, they both not only brilliantly brought their own characters to life, but it was the gift that they gave to the movie, sharing their friendship with us. And they really did a lot of beautiful work on their own. And in supporting me to craft this really complicated and timeless love story. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi. If I may, what is like to portray some superheroes that are not so well known? Do you like the idea to become like Iron Man, that from the movie it became a very big icon? Or if you can choose, you prefer more important superheroes like Spider-Man, like something more well-known? And if I may add a comment to Angelina, thank you to have bring such beauty and grace to this character and to my life, because I follow you from forever, and you are a very big inspiration for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you.
You know what, when you were speaking, I hadn't really thought about it, but when you were speaking, I think what is interesting about them, you know, from what I know about, and I am a fan, I've watched Marvel, is that the pieces kind of came together, the different films and characters, and then they all became this team. And this one was kind of the opposite way around. We come in as a team. We come in as a family. And you know us together, not apart. So, I love that. I love that you don't think of us as individuals, but I hope you always identify us as a family. So, I think that's what's a different and special about this, and I'd like it to stay that way as we go forward.
Qualcun altro vuole rispondere alla domanda? L'idea di interpretare dei personaggi non così conosciuti, ma dire anche la libertà di inventarne nuovi.
Kids' characters, so and then he can't even speak.
Yeah.
I'm not a superhero in this movie.
Never trust the nice guy.
I represent humanity, so I sort of get bulldozed with all these superheroes around me in the movie. And he kind of takes it on the chin. He does pretty well with it. I think the thing that really fascinates me about the superhero genre and my favourite superheroes, or the favourite thing to look for in superheroes, is when they've got a conflict that superpower is trying to override. You know, that's the thing that I find interesting. For me, I can't really speak of my guy being a superhero because he's not. That's all I've got to say.
Black Knight is actually more well known than Eternals, by the way.
Prego, la domanda.
Posso?
Sì.
Buongiorno, Beatrice Bertuccioli del Quotidiano Nazionale, sono in fondo, per Angelina Jolie, sono qua giù. Volevo chiederle quali sono per lei le eroine, o anche non supereroine, basta eroine nella realtà di oggi. E poi molte volte nel film le viene detto ricorda, volevo chiedere che rapporto ha lei con i ricordi, con la memoria, possono diventare un peso o sono comunque qualcosa di prezioso da conservare? Grazie.
Both extraordinary questions. Memories, I think both. I think they can weigh on us, but I think that's what our life is, collection of moments and memories, and we take them all, and they've all shaped us. I don't believe in regrets, and I believe in everything, even if it's the darkest thing. You know, somehow you have to believe that you have to let it shape you, and then it's what you do with those experiences and memories, but they're hard sometimes. For heroines, for me, a lot of those on the front line, those people who give every single minute of every day of their life to risk their lives for other people who are out there right now, and to all the people who work a lot many times for many years with refugees, and people often speak of them as if they're a burden coming to someone else's country, but they don't speak about how they didn't pick up arms, they didn't, the reason they're fleeing is because of who they are and their belief and the rights and protections they want to give their families, and they've left everything and they survive every day with next to nothing. And they have been my heroes. So there are many, we sometimes forget that, but there's more good around the world than bad, and there's many great people doing many great things.
Una delle cose più interessanti di questo gruppo, voglio sottolinearlo, composto dallo stesso numero di uomini e donne, è il fatto che ogni personaggio trova una voce molto, molto precisa, molto distinta, molto personale. E quindi vorrei parlare di questo ancora con gli attori. Avete avuto anche voi l'impressione che ogni personaggio fosse delineato allo stesso modo? Non ci sono personaggi con un ruolo più piccolo e un altro con un ruolo più grande, siete tutti grandi protagonisti e perfettamente descritti. Cioè, no, cominciare tu.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that this is such an incredible interesting ensemble of both, you know, actors and the characters themselves. And I feel what Chloe really did was to cast people that she felt had some of themselves in these characters, and we were very much encouraged to lean into that and to bring ourselves to these characters. And I really feel that everyone in the film gets a chance to shine. It very much is an ensemble. And we kind of became like one big dysfunctional family, really. Everyone had their own little dynamics going on, and I love that each character kind of gets their moment with one another as well, in kind of pairs, and yeah.
Yeah, I think that I came onto this film quite late, so I already saw the, you know, the cast list, as it were, and it looked like no other cast list I'd seen in a superhero movie or a Marvel movie. And that instantly piqued my attention. I like working in an ensemble. I like ensemble pieces. I was part of one for 9 years. I feel that there's strength in the equal weight given to all of those different parts. And if you can tell a story like Chloe's told the story here, where you can carry all of those different themes, those different relationships, those different characters through with equal weight, especially in this, which has such a diverse and brilliant cast, and like you say, equal weight to female to male, that's something that should be applauded, and also it's wonderful to watch. That marks kind of what you're talking about with the evolution of a movie such as this.
Angelina or Richard?
Yeah, I think it's balanced beautifully, and I think that's much to do with the story as well. And you get to see a little bit of it in the film of each character complementing each other, especially in their fighting skills and scenes. You get to see one character pull in and do something so the next character can take over. I think that's kind of their purpose there in the film, what they're doing. And you get to see it as characters on screen complementing each other, being the opposing voices in the room, balancing each other out throughout the film. That's something really great to be a part of. You know, when to step up and when to go back. It's like sports. Not that I know much about them, but everyone's got a place, and it works the best when everyone operates as part of a team. I feel that's what we all try to do on this.
So much of that was in the treatment that Marvel Studios gave me. I just want you guys to give a round of applause to my producers, Nate Moore and Victoria Hanson.
Buongiorno, Giorgio Bianconi del Tempo. Salve. Volevo chiedere alla regista, in questo film questi supereroi sembrano più degli outsider che cercano il loro posto nel mondo. Allora volevo chiederle se questo tipo di tematica è quella che l'ha coinvolta di più di questa storia, un po' come le storie che aveva già raccontato al cinema, e agli attori se si sentono anche loro talvolta degli outsider che cercano il loro posto nel mondo. Grazie.
A director I admire so much once said to me, directors just end up doing the same movie over and over again. Completely different genre, and I feel that's what's happening to me. Like this search for a sense of belonging, our relationship with the world we live in, our universe and each other. That's a theme that I love. And I think so. And the misfit, again, Jack Kirby created these characters to be characters that exist in the peripheral. And I think I've been really lucky with my cast, because all of them, as beautiful and talented and everything they are, they're also a bit of a misfit. Each of them has been naughty. And they got their own thing, you know. So when they came together, the spark just started flying, because all of them are very brilliantly unique.
La mia domanda è per la regista. Voglio sapere appunto come ha costruito questo mondo meraviglioso, che è fatto fondamentalmente dalle vere bellezze naturali che appartengono alla Terra. Ecco, mi sembra un atto d'amore verso l'umanità, ma anche verso la bellezza del nostro pianeta.
Yes, I think the reason why Cersei is the character that I feel like the audiences will enter the story with is because of her love for humanity, you know, and that is a big, that is lead with love, that is Jeremy's right, that is the message of the film. And I remember, again, reading that treatment, feeling like, wow, like, our planet, when we look at it as this blue rock that's been so giving to us for God knows how long, you know, and we seem to be only seeing this these days, and or what's beyond it. And we're really, and for this 10 misfits on the peripheral of society, maybe they're the one that needs to remind us, you know, just how lucky we are to be on this planet. And that was very important for us, for the cast, us, Marvel, to be able to go out there and truly capture that.
Can you draw from?
Hi everybody, I'm so excited, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you, if you have a particular memory that you will always bring with you after shooting this movie, and I also want to tell you that you are so talented and beautiful and I love you all so much.
Remember.
You know what, honestly, I think, I'll tell you, when I, and I have done, and, you know, seem like this is, you know, what we've imagined different superheroes to be. It wasn't as unusual for some of us to step into this. Mental health was different, and we brought in different aspects of it. But when I first put on the outfit, I remember standing and thinking, oh my God, I'm doing this. But, you know, you don't feel completely comfortable, and you find it a bit silly and a bit fun. And I was kind of, not making fun, but I was feeling a little, oh, this is a bit nuts. And I went out, and I saw everybody else. And I got really emotional, because I hadn't seen that family before. And I remember saying to some of them, how do you feel in your outfits? And I remember coming out and saying, how do you feel? And he said, how do I feel? I've never seen a Pakistani superhero before. I feel great this morning, you know? And so that was my strongest memory, less kind of my own experience, just, again, being a part of this family and realizing and looking around and working with everyone and feeling very lucky to be there.
My memory was dancing to no music with Gemma Chan in a bar. Yeah, no music. It's the worst thing you can do.
I'm sorry.
To echo what Angie said, in that the first time I saw all of us together, and it really struck me that I had never seen a cast like this, and it was beautiful. It was really a surprisingly emotional moment, and it made me think, you know, how many young girls and boys who watch this film perhaps will be seeing themselves reflected in characters like these for the first time, and that felt very special. And it was very surreal. It was kind of funny as well, because we were all checking out each other's costumes and like, oh, you got that, oh, I don't have, oh, the headpiece. But it was, yeah, it was surreal, but very emotional.
I'll echo that, because I remember that day, which was so cool, where we all come out of the ship and we're in this V formation. But I also remember standing on my trailer before it, covered in blue dye because the suit is new, so you're just kind of blue, sipping a coffee, feeling kind of pathetic on your trailer. Going, I look so dumb, I'm wearing blue tights and I'm covered in blue dye, and everything's going to be so cool. And then we're standing in this cliff edge, and you felt great. This like cool family of superheroes. It was a very powerful.
Can you draw from? Dobbiamo purtroppo fermarci qui.
Sorry, I was just going to say, wait until the bloopers reel comes out. It's a live moment.
Dobbiamo fermarci qui. Molte grazie, Eternals, al cinema del 3 novembre.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.